And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Most of us would say we believe in buying local. It's like saying I believe in hot dogs, apple pie, and the 4th of July. But do we really put our money where our mouth is? Let's face it, there are certain goods and merchandise that simply cannot be bought locally and at reasonable prices. Because of high overhead and not being able to buy large lots of goods at lower prices, local merchants simply cannot compete with the big chain stores and national discounters. It seems, though, that our town's officials have adopted a protectionist attitude. It's not local, then it's some kind of foreign invader that needs to be barred from entering our hallowed grounds. When State Senator Ellie Kennard proposed bringing a Costco to Orange County, she pointed out that Costco is a worker-friendly company. It also pays its employees a fair wage, provides a good benefit, and would help give a badly needed boost to our tax base. Those arguments seem to fall on deaf ears with local officials. Protecting local businesses from outside competition should not be the sole and role of local government. Supposedly, we live in a free society and place heavy emphasis on entrepreneurship and free trade. Bigness isn't all bad, nor is small business necessarily at a disadvantage to the giants. There is room for both small and big business in our community. Small business can react faster than big business and can adjust to changing tastes and styles. They can find niches in the armor of big business and be quite competitive and profitable as well. Perhaps our local government should concentrate on planning that does not involve favoritism or bias toward any one business, whether it is a big business or a small business. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.